I am live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. It's 8:06 here at the Little Rock Athletic Club. It's the best of the best pickleball championship for year number four. Roger, we've got an amazing match between Scott Ives, who is the tennis pro at Pleasant Valley Country Club, yeah, and Jackson Painter, who is here at the Athletic Club. Roger, you're really amazed with the work. Look at him.
He's going toe to toe. This is my guy right now. This is my guy. Jackson Painter is my guy.
He's the underdog.
Yeah, he is the underdog.
He had to play. They're playing this a rubber game of the match.
We're watching you, man. We're watching. He's like, shut up, you idiots.
That's what he's saying. He's saying, look,
his hair's all messy.
His hair's all over. What I need to do is two things. Number one, I need to learn, take some lessons from him. Because here's the thing. He had to win that. He's going up against a tennis pro. Now, he has a tennis background. Jackson has a tennis background, but he's really thrived at this game right here. And he's going toe-to-toe with a tennis pro.
Yeah, I love that. He split, obviously going to game three. The other thing, Roger, is that we mentioned Hudson Hall, the 15-year-old phenom that's going to Vietnam to play in the world championship for, you know, under 19. He's going against the guy's husband that we met a minute ago, Lindsay. And this dude,
Van Dykes.
Yeah, this dude finished third in the singles. And Jerry just said he thinks Hudson, the 15-year-old, could beat him. So that would be to be 15 to beat the guy who was third in this thing last year is pretty. He's a phenom. He's a phenom.
That's what he is. And I love the battle for the paddle. I'm really rooting for our friend Lee Hatcher.
I know.
Who you say?
That's what Jerry said. He's got a chance to win.
I'm really rooting for her.
Let's bring in R.J. Hawk, who I don't know if R.J. plays. He plays tennis. I don't know if he plays.
I talked to R.J. yesterday, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna try not to get upset about it, but I'm a little disappointed on our friendship. I'm a little disappointed.
I'm telling you, this dude is sweating. He is working so hard. His hair's all messed up.
It's a must.
Go to the Buzz webcam that we're showing.
Our guy, Chris, I
don't know if you can tell, Chris. Maybe too
far
away.
See that close.
Okay, yeah, he is.
He's on the right.
He's fighting. They're fighting.
He's our guy.
He says something to me, just like he looked at us like, man, shut up. I'm focused, man. Look at that serve. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Holy cow. I'm telling you.
The volleys are like tennis.
I would cry in my own puddle of. Look at that. Look at that shot. What a ball.
This would be a big upset if he beats the pro.
Well, to us, it would be.
RJ plays tennis with Chris Kane, remember?
Let's bring him in there, Christian. I'll let you have
it. A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with RJ Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Good morning, RJ. RJ, are you there?
Yes, hey guys.
Hey buddy, how are you?
I'm good. Just headed to the Capitol this morning and listen to you guys talk pickleball. Have you guys watched the new Apple TV series called Dink?
No. Is that about pickleball?
Yeah, so it's a TV show about pickleball. It's got Mary Steenburgen in it, Ben Stiller, Ed Harris, and it's hilarious. And it talks about this country club, kind of like the Little Rock Athletic Club, where it was pro tennis. Everybody was like the whole country club's about tennis, and they've got like a pickleball area, and it starts to take over. And one of the main characters in the movie, he was a professional tennis player. But end up getting hurt, and he has to convert to pickleball, and then wins the club championship. It's actually a really cool movie.
Wow. Now, RJ, you and Chris Kane are tennis players. Have you played much pickleball yet?
Oh yeah. Well, I don't play much tennis anymore. We play a lot of pickleball now.
Can I propose? Can I propose a matchup? You and Roger in a 1-on-1.
You know what? And I was listening to you guys here a minute ago talking about the singles, and I love playing singles just because the workout is awesome. Yes, it's a lot like tennis, but you're not shooting the long, you're not hitting the long shot, things like that. And so I like singles. I know that's not the most popular way to do it, but yes, I would love to play Roger because clearly our friendship is on the rocks. That Pika has talked about because he missed two events with me this week, and so I guess that's my fault now.
Well, no. You brought it up. I didn't. The first event, I had a it was a medical issue on Monday. I couldn't go to the Buc-ee's event, and I'm disappointed that I see the lady governor, Tom Cotton, and
everybody was there. I didn't see RJ.
No, they were all there, but RJ didn't get at the podium. He's from Saline County.
Yeah.
The rest of them
disrespect.
Are just so it's disrespectful from there. So I'm going to speak up for my friend. Then on the other hand, French Hills event yesterday, I was waiting on a link and I didn't get one. So I'm a little disappointed in Summerwood Sports and RJ Hawk for screwing me on that one. And then come to find out, there's two people that run. I don't know what's the term I'm looking for, RJ, that are representative of my district where I live.
Yes.
Steve Brown.
Yes.
And another fella. The other fella I've never heard of. I didn't know. That's how tough it is right now. I didn't even know this other person existed. But then to have RJ Hawk, my friend.
Yes.
Who does not go, Roger, I want to mentor you, and I want you to run in your district, and I want you to represent your district. And I'm thinking, RJ, this is where you can mentor me. You could help me out. You could, but guess what I got? I got RJ Hawk has what's the term when you put your phone to sleep? You go
notifications.
Airplane mode.
Bingo, that's
airplane mode.
RJ Hawk's notifications are on. I'm going. Oh, that's who I am now. So there it is. It's off my chest. We can move forward now, Robert.
There you go, RJ.
Sorry about that.
Hey, next week, everybody, wanted to make a point, bring it up, because, RJ, I know you're involved with this. We've got the Touchdown Club next Monday with Coach Silverfield, which is about 50 people away from a sellout of 600. Yep. I'd love to see that happen. Also, you have the big, is it the Salt Bowl Luncheon, RJ, Wednesday?
Yeah. So every year we do a big press conference. Shane Broadway's helped get this thing organized for many years now. And so what we do is it's a time. Last year we had West, and this year Baz is going to try to make his way back from Dardanelle and be our speaker for that event. But it's a cool time because we set it up like a college atmosphere where it's a press conference, so where there are people can ask questions to the players, to the coaches. We'll have probably three or four kids from each team, from both Benton and Bryant, that are up on the podium with their coach and. People from in the community can ask the players questions and just kind of, it's something fun we do in preparation for the Salt Bowl.
Roger, next week, we've got a busy week. We've got the Touchdown Club Monday. We're going to be at Dardanelle on Wednesday for the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry, promoting that.
Really? We are?
Yeah.
The show?
We're doing that on Wednesday. And then, the chicken fry is not until Saturday. And I got to try to hustle back and be there for the Bryant, the Saline County, Salt Bowl, rather. And then we got Luxury Pool and Spa on Thursday, Fletcher Dodge on Friday.
Oh, wow.
So it's a big, it's a lot. It's a busy week.
I need all the help I can get.
RJ, I don't know what it is about people in Dardanelle, but I can't get anybody to return my calls. I've reached out to Breanne Davis, the state senator there. I know you have so much respect for. I've called twice and trying to get her on the show next week. The mayor of Dardanelle, hadn't heard back from him. I guess nobody cares about us down there in Dardanelle. We'll just hang out there.
I will get Breanne Davis on the show with you guys next week. She I know she's been on vacation a little bit and things of that nature, so been out of town. But I will call her and get her on the show with you guys next week. She's a great guest,
United States
and I think you guys
senator.
Really enjoy having her.
Well, there's a sitting United States senator that's at a gas station earlier in the week, but he can't return my buddy's calls.
Yeah, trying to get him there. We're gonna have a good time next week. Yeah, it's hard to believe, RJ. We are here. Football season is here. I mean, we're only about a week and a half away from. Now, is there a college game next week or is the week? I know Razorbacks don't play the following week.
0 weeks next week, right?
That's what I was thinking. So there are
zero week games.
Yeah, there's several zero-week games. I think we talked about it the other day. It's North Carolina TCU is the first game of the year, I believe.
Yeah, and I tell you, I don't know if you guys have noticed. Yeah, and I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we've already played. We've seen high school games playing on ESPN. There was one last night, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I didn't see it.
My Des Arcades was played last night, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, I think in Arkansas they're being played, and all around there they're being played. Right. So, it's happening. It's here, which I'm glad, RJ. I'm excited to see football finally gotten here. Of course, remember, we're going to try to sell out Silverfield, 50 tickets to go, and then the following week after that is Emmitt Smith, which, Roger, I will say, we've had a lot of big names come in, but I don't think I've ever seen R.J. Hawk so excited about a speaker as he is about Emmitt Smith. Would that be fair?
Yeah, 100%. I've actually, Roger, we don't need Wes Sutton that day to pick up Emmitt. I've already got that all taken care of for Basil. I've already talked to Simmons, and I'm actually going to just, me and the pilot are going to fly down and get Emmitt from Dallas. So, I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And hopefully Monday we'll announce the one last meeting that was going to be fun. By the way, Stacey Daughtry, Roger, I don't know if you remember her. We always see her up at Mount Nebo. She's in charge of the chamber at Darnell. She does return my calls. Nobody else does.
Jackson, did you win?
Oh, wow. Hey, great match.
Great match, great dude. Great match, buddy.
You left it all out there, man.
Enjoyed watching.
Yeah, look at that. He is just
enjoyed watching.
And then you got a darn linebacker over here playing now. Look at that dude.
Yeah, he is. Obviously,
an offensive guard.
He's an offensive guard. Look at that. A lot of protein.
Well, now, look at
are we staying in Mount Nebo?
No. No, unless you want to. We can if you want to.
So where is Mount Nebo?
That's in Darnell, at the base of...
at the base.
Well, yeah. Right.
So we will drive that day?
Or we can, if you want a hotel. I hadn't even thought about it. But
we're also going to do the bike races again this year.
We're going to do the bike races from... it's so beautiful.
Yeah, we stayed up there.
We have. We have certainly done that. 661-1037. Do want to thank all the fine folks over at... Natural State Wholesale. I will say, RJ, Jeff Lazier has completed... My back tile for this was the third time to try to see if we could figure out what was going on. It looks good. It looks good. I'm excited about it.
Hey, here's the thing. I'm a little concerned.
You don't think it's
going to work? You had it done the hottest in the history of Arkansas.
They did extra grip.
But what are you doing?
Extra grip.
Yeah, I know, but it's still glue.
And what are the things in the crowd?
Grout?
Yeah, extra grout. Extra grout this time. And so, anyway.
I hope it works. I hope it really does. Or you just might as well just get rid of the place.
I'm very excited.
Good.
I hope it works. Of course, one of our most faithful listeners is Drew Glover, who was there at Natural State. Yeah, he listens on a regular basis, and we appreciate him. Well, RJ, listen, hey, thanks for jumping on with us. Go do your business. Hey, we hadn't heard of the governor's coming to the Touchdown Club. So Judd Deere is supposed to be checking on that. It's just tradition. And RJ, I don't know if you heard me saying it, for the first time ever, we may have lost Hunter Yurecek. For the first time in not having an AD for 16 years, but for the first time ever, we have the Razorback First Lady coming in, and we've never had that before. Coach Silverfield is bringing his wife. I think that's exciting. That's cool. Jason Berry, the president.
What would Frank Brohl say about him bringing his wife?
It means something to him. That's what he would say.
President Silverio. I saw yesterday that some Yurecek's going to some little touchdown club in Northwest Arkansas that has about 50 people, but he can't come to Little Rock when there's 600 people. So that's pretty telling on the average of Arkansas.
I got a lot of comments about that, and this is fine. That's Clay Henry's deal up there. It's a small thing, which is fine.
No, it's not.
But yeah, he feels safe. He is safer up there.
It is safe.
The environment.
By the way, he's doing it with the guy that he fired, Kevin Trainer. So I hope he had a great time with those 50 people.
Well, let me tell you, though. I will say this, is that Kevin will never say anything negative publicly. So Kevin will take the high road. I like the fact that Orville is inviting him. Orville. Clay Henry, rather, is inviting him to speak. That's cool because Kevin will do a good job. But yeah, Kevin would never say anything but positive. And yeah, listen, I'm glad Hunter's doing it. I wish Hunter was doing it with us.
I know you do.
I do. But it's okay. But when you hear who the speaker is, when you hear who the two speakers are, and the fact that we got John Tyson there, it does look well. It would be nice to have Hunter there too.
Well,
anyway,
I think Hunter's.
He's his old man.
He is his own man. He is his own man.
All right, RJ, have a great weekend, buddy.
Thanks, RJ.
Next week, Roger and I play pickleball. Let's do it.
Thank your fine sponsor, please.
That's Natural State Wholesale and Cabot. If you're looking to remodel or build a house, you need flooring, tile, you need fixtures, or even appliances, they've got that. Go to naturalstatewholesale.com. They'll get you set up. I promise you're going to save more money than you would if you go to the big box store. So it's Natural State Wholesale.
All right. That's the one and only RJ Hawk.
No, and I know it's a certain group of people to be a politico. I mean, you go in with good intentions and wanting to be a server and that sort of thing, and then there's a lot of corruption that happens.
We just see it. There's evidence of that. I'm not saying anybody that I'm speaking with about that sort of thing.
Are you having any trouble with internet?
I am right now. Hey, shout out to our buddy QB7. Saw him last night. Yeah, you know him. You know he's. He's my roadshow medic, what he is.
Where did you put your drugs?
We saw him in Mena. We saw him in Family Market 2 weeks ago when we were down there in Hot Springs. And last night he came. He brought a group of folks to trivia. He said he didn't bring me any medications last night, which was fine, but he did bring a little honeybee, Leanne. He brought her and introduced me to him. So I appreciate QB7 coming and hanging out with us, man. It means a ton that you'd spend your Thursday with us.
We've got to do the Hawks Home Movie Review. The other thing that we need to do in this next hour and a half, we've got to play Justin Moore Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Hagen's Dodge in Morrilton. I do want to thank Jeff Peters and Jeff Hagen for sponsoring Justin Moore Finish the Lyric. They're at 401 Builders Lane in Morrilton. They've got a huge selection of Ram trucks ready to roll. It's HagenMotors.com. We've already said what the song is.
Here's what I'm going to do to you, because here's the thing. RJ, if we don't settle this thing, I point at you as the issue.
So that's the clue. This is a song that Justin opens up his concerts with, unless he's changed it. It's a fun song. All you got to do is when Roger stops the music, you got to finish it. And what do we have anything that we're playing for besides more Moe's?
I've got more Moe's.
Let's do it.
I've got more Moe's.
Can we combo Moe's in Travs?
We can. So when are we doing a movie review?
I tell you what, we'll do it this next half hour. How about that?
Yeah, you know what? I don't want you to give anything away, but I want you to give me something that I can either tell it's a positive or a negative when I ask you. You watched the movie last night. How did it go?
Fine.
Okay. Very good. Very good. I like it.
Fine.
Listen.
Fine means it's about a two out of five.
We may agree. We may agree.
Well, we'll find out more. We'll come back and do that this next half hour. We're here at the Little Rock Athletic Club. It's the best of the best pickleball championship. All kind of divisions going on. This guy has not left the court in an hour and a half.
He's my guy.
He's played two back to back, and he is pouring sweat. He's got a dude that looks like he could bench press 400 pounds.
He was playing Hudson before that.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, he was warming up. That's right.
And you got the linebacker over here. Obviously, dude is on a lot of weight.
He's not happy with himself.
You know what I found out yesterday?
What?
I'll tell you how being nice is real easy to do, and I learned it from Roadhouse. I'll tell you what happened to me yesterday about how being nice didn't cost anything, and it could just make you have a better day.
Okay.
What are you looking at over there?
I don't know. I'm looking at that fence. Is that a little bitty fence?
I think it's a little fence. Did you win? Hudson beat you?
Yeah, no, I tanked him.
Wow, he is not happy. He is not happy about that. The 15-year-old phenom advances. He beat Vian Van Dyke, who was third place last year.
Yeah,
that's a big win for him, man.
Hudson Hawk beat the South African.
No, Hudson Hawk.
Hudson Hawk.
Is that a movie?
Listen, we just met him. Met his wife.
He's not happy, man. Don't get back off.
Listen, because it means something.
It does.
To him.
Well, he still got couples. He still got couples.
He didn't come here to paint.
Yeah, he's like, man, shut up, you losers.
Get out of here. But here's the deal. On the other part of it, he can't hear me. We root for the Americans over the West Ham. We just do. And we just have to. We're all about the Americans. And the other part of it is, we're going to check on the Russian judges here soon.
The Russian judges? There's no Russian judges.
There's not?
No. All right, don't go away. 825.
So who did I just pay?
Line on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball, the Mariners called up top pitching prospect Cade Anderson, who had been with the Arkansas Travelers. He will likely be the consensus minor league player of the year as he went 10-1 with a 1.06 ERA and 18 starts for the Travs. He struck out 135 and had 13 walks in 93 and a third innings. He gave up half of those runs in one outing this season. If you remove that, he has a 0.6 ERA in the rest of his starts. Anderson came out of LSU and was selected third overall just last year. The Mariners are hoping for a playoff push at 60-68. They've had a disappointing season after being up 3-2 in the ALCS against Toronto and losing last season. And speaking of the Arkansas Travelers, they play against the Springfield Cardinals again tonight at 6:35 at Dickie Stevens Park. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
With KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Most of today is going to be dry, hot, and humid with highs making a run for 100, feeling like 105. But we could have a pop-up shower storm mainly during the heat of the afternoon today. We'll go with a 10% chance, but I have bumped it up to a 20% chance for scattered showers and storms this weekend, which means most of your weekend will be dry, but hopefully you get to pick up a little bit of rain. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Razorback football returns September 5th, and it's time for the first meeting of the Little Rock Touchdown Club with The Zone, brought to you by Arkansas Spine and Pain. Justin and Phil will bring you the show from the Doubletree downtown, bringing you interviews with each speaker and their comments to the club live. Monday, the Little Rock Touchdown Club welcomes new head hog Ryan Silverfield. It's The Zone on location at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, brought to you by Arkansas Spine and Pain. Find them at ArkansasSpineandPain.com.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and their 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is Pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call, does it all.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, love this. What's the name of this, Raj?
Mess around.
Ray Charles. 8:30. Getting ready to play a little Hulk's Home Movie Review. Coming up later, just a more finished lyric brought to you by Hagen's Dodge in Morrilton. Thanks to Jeff Peters and Jeff Hagen up there.
And, of course, the Brian Hawks and Kevin Hawks of Hawks Homes. Before we get the movie review, we got to welcome in the...
Hudson Hawk.
Not Hudson Hawk. No, Hudson Hall.
Yes.
With us. We just interviewed him earlier today. And, Hudson, you had you just played the number three finisher last year. I think he was an All-American tennis player in Fort Smith. And you beat him.
Yes, I just beat him.
Man, is that did you know he had, was he finished third last year? Did you know that?
I did know that.
Yes, yeah. So you knew it was a challenge. How close was it?
It was close the first game, and then I think he got pretty frustrated in the second. It wasn't as close.
Yeah, he wasn't happy when he came over here.
No,
he did. He did win. He did win. He did win the married couple thing last year. But you know, hey, listen, you don't want to get beat by nothing against you, a 15-year-old. You know that, but that shows your skill set. So what do you do now? When do you play again?
I'm not sure. I think the players are playing right now to decide who I'm playing. I believe I'm in the semifinals, but I'm not positive.
Those two right there?
It's either those two or those two. I haven't looked at the bracket.
So we watched this guy right here is the tennis pro at Pleasant Valley.
Right, Scott.
You know Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you do. It's like he's like, Roger, like, shut up, dude. This is my territory. This I know everybody
that's right,
here.
That's right.
Well, we just wanted to say congratulations. That's a how deep did you go last year at the singles?
I think I went not too far. I lost in the second round, and then I got a couple wins in the backdrop.
So that should be a big confidence builder to get that one, to be the guy that was third last year.
Yeah,
okay. Well, listen, we'll let you get back. We just want to say congrats. And and what time do you think you'll play again?
Probably in the next, like, 20 minutes.
Okay, good. All right, we'll spot you, we'll find you, and we'll keep following you.
Thank you.
Thanks, right, dude.
We're monitoring the progress of Hudson Hall, the 15-year-old phenom that's getting ready to play in the
America.
World Championship in Vietnam. Here in a few days. All right, let's hit the open for our Hawks Home movie review.
Have to find it. Sorry.
Okay, that's okay.
Hi, I'm
sorry, I can't help you.
Hi. And I have it.
It's time for the Hawks Home movie review. The guys on Morning Mayhem have watched a movie that you may love, and now they're going to either heap praise on it or tear it apart. Thanks to Hawks Homes, offering custom-built and modular homes with more inventory than anyone in the state. To do business with the number one dealer, go to hawkshomes.net. Now, to the movie review.
All right, Roger suggested that we review the movie Pressure. It came out in 2026. This is the newest movie we've ever reviewed, Roger.
It is.
Hawks Home movie review. I mean, it just came out.
Yeah, it did.
And so it did say
it's long. On Peacock.
It didn't stay long at the theater.
No, and it shouldn't have.
So the premise, for those that don't know, is about World War II. Now, I did learn something, Roger and Christian, right off the bat. That if the beginning of the movie, this is set World War II era, is that it shows a scene that you think is D-Day.
Yep.
And you're looking around and going, wow, that's D-Day, right? And all of a sudden, you come to find out it shows Brandon...
Frazier.
Frazier, who is playing...
Ike Eisenhower.
Yes, Brandon, rather.
What did I say?
He's got the binoculars, and he's looking, and he's seeing it, and he's like, you know, oh, my God, is what I think he says.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, wow, is he watching D-Day? And come to find out, Roger, it was called Exercise Something. I forget the name of it.
I do too.
It was a trial. It was an exercise on a different beach, what they were getting ready, what they were going to do on Omaha and in D-Day.
Home, yeah.
And there were almost 1,000 U.S. troops killed in just this going through this, what do you call it?
War games.
War games. They literally had 1,000 U.S. soldiers that were killed. So if I'm Eisenhower, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, we can't even do this amongst ourselves. We killed 1,000 people. Yeah. So I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Movie. Yeah.
I did not know that existed.
And then it goes on to show that, you know, you wouldn't think about this, but with this kind of, I mean, it was the biggest, well, how do you describe what D-Day was? The biggest move of troops.
Amphibious.
Boats.
Land.
The biggest military.
Invasion. The military.
Biggest military movement, an invasion in the history of mankind. And so you don't think about it, but you have to have the weather's got to be right or you're completely screwed. And it basically
both land and sea.
That's right.
Air.
So it talks about the premises. It talks about the, you know, what was going on leading up to that from a weather standpoint. And you've got the Americans, a meteorologist, who, you know, they think they've got it figured out. And they bring in the top British guy, meteorologist, and that's where it all sort of, the interesting dynamic of them fighting on who they should listen to.
Yes.
It's a fascinating thought to where you've got meteorologists arguing over who's got the best forecast.
Mm-hmm.
And the forecast could change the world.
Yep.
The forecast could change the world. If you don't win this war, our world looks a lot different under Hitler. And so, Christian, we'll start with you since Roger and I have seen it. You saw it last night. What did you think?
I thought, and you guys are right. I mean, it is a very interesting story that I didn't know, so I appreciated that. I said it is the most okay film I've watched this year. The story is great, but I do think it would have been better in documentary form, probably. I didn't have a whole lot to nitpick about the movie, but I do think Brendan Fraser was woefully miscast as Ike.
Oh, it's horrible. Woefully. It was horrible. He doesn't look, he doesn't sound, he doesn't act. It looks like he should be like Patton or something.
Yeah, I like him fine as an actor. He's okay for me, but he's just a big teddy bear. I can't take him seriously when he's playing a military man.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Well, he was Eisenhower was not that much bigger than the...
I know.
He's kind of a small guy, right?
I mean, it was over. It was I don't know why they cast him as that. I mean, I can't see why they cast some people as any other, but they do a great job. This guy was just miscast.
It's so bad. It's so bad. It's like, how can you cast? How can you do a film and not think that's a good idea? I didn't know the.
I thought Andrew Scott, the guy that played the main British meteorologist, I thought he was pretty good in the movie. Revolved around him and the American from the Mindy Project or whatever, that sitcom, just arguing back and forth about which one's right about the weather.
And he played a great.
They did it for
like
an
hour. Yeah, he played a great guy. I have internet problems, so I can't look up all the stuff that I have.
I've got it, Roger.
I'm just trying to figure out some of the other stuff. But the actor that played the American, I didn't get a chance to look him up to see anything about his history and how true any of that
confrontation. I don't know how much it
was between those two.
I think it's embellished. I think so.
I
do say one of the things that's true, Roger, at the end, and Christian, you saw it. There was a female somewhere that I think was a Brit. She wasn't American, and she was the one who somehow, in the way that meteorology works, she came up and felt like this was a good time. Now, they say she found an opening, and I read where that's not
well,
really
they had them all. They had them all over the place. They just had people all over
the area
who had to monitor because you didn't have the radars.
But the woman was the one. She's sort of not given much credit for.
They mentioned when they got the message or whatever.
Okay. Yes.
They mentioned that one. Now, the other part.
Here's her name. Stag gets a break when data recorded by Irish Citizen Observer Maureen Sweeney indicates a gap in the stormy weather. So it was an Irish Citizen Observer who was, like you said, they had monitors watching
for that reason,
and they saw something that maybe gave them an advantage.
She saw the gap, but just the part about the fact that I would imagine that the true part about that thing was that it was not Eisenhower, but Churchill, who recommended his guy, said this guy has never been wrong. And then the Americans guy going, look, we've taken this data. This is what it's always been. But to the Englishman's credit, he said, look, you goofballs. This is not, you've never seen this before.
That's a great point, Roger, is that the big argument was you are using data from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
And not from here.
Yeah. Americans were, that was their saying, hey, listen, it shows 30 years ago. And the guy goes, dude, this has nothing to do.
Yeah. And it was not from that area. He goes, you don't know the English Channel. You don't know that. So it was great to see that. So he played a great bad guy on that one. And then to know, when you get to it all, and then when you see at the very end of when they start rolling the credits and all that, of course, you start looking into all the different things that we know. You go to Wikipedia and you start learning about all the things that actually happened. You want to dig a little bit deeper, to your point, Christian, about it being a documentary-type film, how much more you really want to know about it. The thing that fascinates me, and I guess it was because this past summer, I watched all the Band of Brothers for the first time.
Right. Damian Lewis is from Band of Brothers.
Exactly. He played Montgomery. Mm-hmm. He played Montgomery, who was arrogant in his own right. I remember you seeing that between him and Patton, you know, and between Montgomery and Patton and that sort of thing. But that guy, I didn't know he was British until seeing that. But just to know, just because the Band of Brothers and everything that happens, that when the war is over, these people had to go back to doing what their regular jobs were.
Yeah.
I mean, he went back to do meteorology stuff and that sort of thing. But that was it.
But
we don't know anything else about it.
It's amazing that all the things that had to go right, you know, that thing could have been a disaster. The weather actually ended up helping. I mean, by the grace of God, that worked out because, again, our world would be a different place if Hitler was still running things. And you know, lost a lot of lives, but it's fascinating all the elements that went into all the training, all the fake stuff that they did, all the, you know, look here, look there, I'm going to do this. But anyway, so on a scale of five Morning Mayhems, Christian, what do you get?
And what are we going to, before you do that, Baz, the last part, the last thing about it was, the only other part of the story that I didn't know for years that it happened was actually that Eisenhower wrote two letters. This is successful. This is if it's not. But what are we going to rate this thing on? Are we going to rate it on the performances and how they acted when, or the actual story?
I think you have to compile all of it, right?
Yeah, I think just the movie, your takeaway from watching the movie.
Okay.
The impact of the movie on you, right? Is that do you agree with that?
Right.
You know, how much did the movie move you? Not, you could put all of that stuff together. Where does it sit with you? All right, Christian, what do you think? Well, 1 to 5.
Again, I said it was the most fine movie of the year. I think it would have been better as a documentary. It kind of felt like a History Channel movie at points. It wasn't that long. I'll give it a 3 out of 5.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, Roger.
You know, it wasn't that long, but you know what? It was long enough.
And yeah, it did was.
All that. And you gave it a 3 out of 5. I'll stick with you on that. I'll say 3 out of 5 because as far as the movie goes, I think woefully miscast was Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
As that goes, fine actor, great actor, words. But to know the story and to know more about that, to know I have a son that's a meteorologist.
Talking
about that and just knowing what they get to use today and this guy, and they're using protractors and things,
trying to predict something that without that technology, it's like, how in the world do you even have a shot at it?
How are you doing it? I mean, think about it.
Yeah,
It's a miracle that those guys did that, and their balls were on the line because they had to get this right. And for them to say, look, for the guy to say in the movie, in actuality, say, no, it's not going to, you're going to have to wait 3 more weeks
before you can go. Yeah.
But then that one observer say, there's a break, let's do it. And then for him to go, it's a go. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it.
Speaking of balls, the balls are flying here. This guy right here has been playing for 2 solid hours.
He's been here.
He has not walked off this court for two hours. All right, so I'm going to give it. I'm also going to give it Roger and Christian. 3.
Okay.
I'm give
we
it,
agree.
So first time we all agree it's a 3 out of 5 stars. I think it's an easy watch.
It's not perfect, but
if you want to learn a little bit about history.
Great story.
I find it a little bit more interesting than, it's different than a documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
I think the best thing about it is it tells you a story that you don't know that you can then look up about and learn more about.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly what it is, Christian.
Thanks to Hawks Homes. Appreciate them. You can check them out online at hawkshomes.net. That's Kevin and Brian Hawks. We appreciate them. They can build your custom home up to 5 bedrooms, lake house, duck club, you name it, manufacturing modular homes. They've been around a long time. It's Hawks Homes. And we'll be changing that to the Hawks Home Razorback review coming up here in a couple weeks. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's happening here at the Best of the Best Pickleball Championship. These are the elite singles here.
Yeah,
we're seeing the elite singles, getting ready to see if Hudson the 15th. Yeah, this dude is pretty good too. These guys are good.
This is the loser's bracket.
That's right.
Is that an actual competition?
Yeah, it is. That's the loser's bracket going on.
Mama B,
we're bringing some Chick-fil-A.
Oh, so sweet.
I forgot to do my jury duty deal.
What?
I'm in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
Uh-oh. I forgot.
Before we move on from the movie, I wanted to give you guys a trivia question real quick about D-Day.
Okay, what is it?
Do you know what the D in D-Day stands for? Yeah.
Roger should know that. Well, let's ask Roger. Mother, would you let Roger finish the show here, please? What is the
D
in D-Day stand for?
Yes, I do know what it is.
What is it?
Oh, my gosh. It's go time is what it is.
It's
Christian?
It's day. Day-Day.
Yeah. Day-Day.
So they would...
Day-Day.
It was, you know, 3 days before D-Day, it would be basically D minus 3 day. You know, D minus two, D minus one. And it was D. Day up.
Ridiculous. It's good that you know that now, Roger.
Yes.
There you go.
Absolutely.
All right. Don't go away. We'll come back. Let's do just a more finished lyric maybe when we come back.
I point at you. And RJ,
point at you.
Stop sending me messages.
In partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Baseball fans, the MLB season is in full swing and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting the home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've pictured it. The garage door that finally makes your home look the way you want it to. And now get $500 back on a qualifying garage door with the Overhead Door Home Refresh Rebate. Qualifying purchase must be made by September 30th. Let Overhead Door Company of Little Rock upgrade your curb appeal and get you up to $500 back. Schedule a free estimate at overheaddoorofLittleRock.com. Select models. Rebate paid as a Visa prepaid gift card. Restrictions apply. See website for full terms.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell from Bell Chevrolet. We are generations of families helping generations of families do life. For more than 100 years, Arkansas has counted on us for a fair deal and people who take the time to get it right. We've helped new families, growing families, and hardworking people find the right vehicle for more than a century. Come see why it really is better at Bell. Save now on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
A summer reminder from Arkansas Urology. Drink more water. Seriously. Your kidneys will thank you. Hot Arkansas temperatures can increase your risk for dehydration and kidney stones, especially if you're spending time outdoors. So whether you're working, golfing, fishing, or mowing the lawn, keep the water flowing. And if kidney stone pain strikes, Arkansas Urology offers expert diagnosis and treatment. Learn more at ArkansasUrology.com. Arkansas Urology, experts in keeping your urinary system healthy.
Why should we feel the burn when we work out? We should feel the bounce, not the burn. The bounce in your step that comes when joining the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. Variety and excitement, you found it. People will witness the fitness.
Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock is hiring diesel technicians. If you have your own tools, an understanding of diesel systems, and enjoy working as part of a team, they want to hear from you. Offering up to $45 per hour or more. A 401k, working Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Powers Truck Parts and Service, a family-owned company with a reputation for quality service and over 80 years of combined experience. Contact Chad Powers at PowersTruckParts.com. PowersTruckParts.com.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great selection and great value at Smart Auto Group. Make the smart drive today and start saving at smartdrive.com.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock, and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right. It is a 8:51. Got a short segment here.
Yeah.
So listen, I'm getting responses. Apparently, the mayor of Darnell said, "Well, Basil, you got to call me." Well, maybe I've got the wrong number, Mayor. But so we've got Julie called Stokes working to try to make that happen. We'll be there next Wednesday as the Mount Nebo Chicken Fry. That's what we'll be promoting on Saturday.
Okay.
But all things Darnell, that's what we're there for. Home of John Daly, amongst others. Tom Cotton, of course, is from there.
Tom Cotton is from there. John Daly, Corliss is from that area.
Yeah. Corliss has his Boys and Girls Club not far from there. Yeah. Sydney Parlee, good morning.
Hey, Sydney.
Good morning.
What's up?
I'm so happy to see you guys.
Yeah, you guys are involved, Winrock Automotive. And you've got one of your vehicles out here, right?
Yes, we have two Outbacks. Subaru of Little Rock is sponsoring the best of the best. So we have two Outbacks out front. And right now is also the Outback launch event. Love never looks so good because at Subaru we're all about the love.
Yes.
And so we'll be here today passing out branded items and just getting to watch some really good pickleball matches.
No doubt. You look like $1 million. You look like $1 million. You do. You're a mama now and, you know. You look amazing,
and
you're a great person. By the way, need to mention the other person from Darnell is the mayor's dad, James Lee Witt. Remember him?
I do indeed.
So James Lee Witt was FEMA under President Clinton, and his son is the mayor now, Jimmy Witt. Anyway, I just want to make sure and get that in. Just want to say hi real quick. Listen, your husband was the coach at UALR, pitching coach this year. What a great year for him.
It was such an exciting season for the team, the boys. They absolutely deserved it. And to get to the Super Regional, being 18 essentially innings away from Omaha, Troy was just really hot. But, I mean, such a great season for the program and momentum to build on. And this team this year is going to be really exciting with some of the transfers that have come in and then retaining a lot of the guys that, you know, didn't go on to graduate and exhausted their eligibility. So it's going to be another good season, I think, for them.
I bet so. Thanks so much for supporting this. Winrock Automotive, you also support Justin Moore's St. Jude Classic Golf Tournament. You guys have been involved with that.
Yes.
Great, obviously, Roger, great Razorback softball player.
Yes.
He was. And what a year for them.
Yes, making it to the College World Series. I was so devastated to not be able to be there.
Me too.
But now that they've been there, they've done it, they've seen it, I think we can continue to expect the softball team to make a good push for the World Series moving forward. So.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Great to see you.
Good to see you guys.
Thank you for your support as always. All right, Roger, do we have enough time to get to finish the lyric here now or no?
No.
Okay, well, we'll do that in the next half hour.
We can try it. I'm just having trouble here.
That's okay.
I can't play it.
Tell you what, the song is Point at You by Justin Moore. Well, it's 54. We're not having the time to do it. So, tell you what we'll do. We'll come back and do Steve Qualls and NASCAR report.
All right.
And then after Steve Qualls and NASCAR, we will do the Justin Moore finish.
Okay.
The lyric brought to you by Hagen's Dodge.
I'll see if I'm having.
You may have to have Christian do it.
May have to.
Yeah. 661-1037. Looks like the we're coming down. This poor guy, look at him. He's exhausted. He's spent. See him right there, Roger? He's right there.
Did he just get out of the shower?
He got beat. He's out.
How is scoring in pickleball? Is it the same as tennis?
Roger?
No. It's not love. There's no love. You go to 11.
Is it like 11?
Is it more like ping pong? Yeah, you go to 11. Yeah, it's more like ping pong.
Okay. These guys, they
have scoring your serve.
Look at this right here. This is a really great match here.
This is South Africa.
This is the loser's bracket. Look at
that's right.
Wow, look at that volley.
Great backhand. You know, one of the issues that one of the things that I do is I don't do the backhand as much. I will switch hands and go with my left hand overhand as opposed to a backhand. But that's because as we speak, I play it's a slower game than these elite athletes do. I would sit down
after being destroyed and just cry in my own puddle after watching them. I mean, they are just, they're soaking wet.
If you just tuned in, action goes on today, tomorrow, and Sunday, all day. Listen, if you're a pickleball player and you're liking, you're learning and growing, come on out Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. It's free to get in here at the Little Rock Athletic Club and watch, because Roger's almost like you get a little inspired by watching. You know,
doubt.
You see how the game's played at the elite level. These are the best players in the state. They don't have any numbers, 3.0, 4.0, 6.0, none of that. It's the bottom line. It's a 40 over or 50 over, 60 over, it's singles, doubles.
It's sweat equity going on in
sweat
here.
Sweat equity, he said.
And you know what it's all about, Basil? It's a battle for the paddle.
It's the battle for the paddle. Battle for the paddle. Don't forget, 50 tickets are left. That's it for Ryan Silverfield. Cindy, you coming to? You need to come to Touchdown Club Monday. Coach Silverfield will be there. Only 50 tickets left. Everybody's going to be there. Yeah, it's going to be the energy.
It's a who's who.
It's a who's who.
It's a happening.
It's a who's who.
It is.
Today, we expect the temperature to be over 100 degrees again. I think yesterday was 107. No surprise there. Roger, we had a chance to get to it. Today was the day, 1987, Dirty Dancing came out. One of the great chick flicks of all time.
Great chick flick of all time.
Maybe Mount Rushmore of chick flicks.
Well, let's do a move. We'll have to do
a chick flick. Up there.
Sleepless in Seattle?
Oh, I don't know about that.
What's a chick flick? Oh, the bridges?
When Harry Met Sally.
Bridges of Madison County?
No. What is it?
When Harry Met Sally is probably like the...
That could be it. Rom-com.
It is a rom-com. Would you say Tombstone's a chick flick?
What about the Alzheimer's movie? The Bridge.
Are you talking about The Notebook?
Clint Eastwood?
Notebook.
Check it.
I think it's a great
Nicholas Sparks movie, probably.
Ooh. What's the one?
Dirty Dancing during, is on there.
What's the one during Christmas time where they all gather and then the mom eventually dies?
Oh,
the mom dies at the end of the movie. It's a fantastic one, but the mom dies and all the kids are there. It's a holiday one. Is it Christmas? Is it Diane Keaton? Oh, somebody knows what it is.
We'll find that out. We'll come back, talk a little NASCAR, then we'll do a fish.
Is it Godfather
flick?
Chick flick?
No,
I'm trying to figure out.
All right, don't go away. It's 9 o'clock live from the Little Rock Athletic
Antiquities
Club.
Was.
It is the best of the best state pickleball championship going on all this weekend. Don't go away.
Tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for